Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to our Zora call. Sorry that I'm a couple of minutes behind. So, anyways, today is, oh my gosh, it's already February the 26th, 2023. These are still super amazing times that we're in as we are moving more and more into who we truly are. So we're going to talk more about that with, of course, our beloved Zora and Zoraya, and Dr. Tom will be on our call today, and we have a couple of things to discuss as well. So it'll be a lot of fun, as usual. But in the meantime, let me go ahead and bring Zoraya through so she can speak with you about her message for today. Okay, so here we go. Also, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who has gifted us some love gifts. It's been very, very appreciated from us and your support as well for especially so and family. All right, so let's go ahead and go forward, and let's go ahead and bring Billy Zoraya. And here we go. Ah, here we are. Hello, Zoraya.
Hello.
Hold on a second. I think you've got a little interference in the background.
No.
Whatever. Not yeah, really. Well, you do. If you could just eliminate that completely, it would be really, really helpful for the next couple of hours.
I don't hear any noise.
All right. Well, I did hear a tiny bit of it, so I just wanted to let you know. All right. Well, welcome.
Well, you don't
Zoraya.
Hear any now.
No, I don't hear any now. All right. So let's go ahead and get started on our show. And I'll let you take over. So I know, let everybody know what your topic is for today as we move forward into who we truly are. So take it away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody out there listening, I want to talk on the subject of harmony. A lot of people hear the word, but they don't know exactly what it means. And it's becoming one with everything around you. Your friends, your enemies, whatever, you just want to be in harmony with them. And to do that, you have to exert yourself and become as if you were water. Now, that sounds kind of strange, but let me explain that to you. Water flows a direction, and no matter what kind of obstacle you put in front of it, it's going to make the course it's supposed to make. You can dam it off, but it's still going to find a way through that obstacle. Because the natural course of a river is its natural course, and you can't deviate it from it. So it's the same thing with harmony. If you exert yourself to the point where you want to be in harmony with everything around you, and by doing that, what I mean is you transmit the art of love to everything and everyone. I'm not just talking about, you know, just your friends or your enemies or whatever, but I'm talking about every single thing. In Hollow Earth, we're in harmony with all creatures and all beings. So it doesn't matter who they are, what they are, what they've done, or anything else. We exert vibration of love out to everyone and everything. And that's the way it is in Hollow Earth. And that's the way it can be on the surface if you exert yourself to the point where you are at peace with everyone and everything. That means every animal out there, every insect out there, or whatever. Mother Nature is a wondrous power. And once you become one with Mother Nature, I can assure you, you will change your world for the better. And because when to be in harmony, you have to be, like I said, at peace with yourself, at peace with everyone and everything around you. And it's not hard to do. It really isn't. See, people have you've been trained or programmed to hate, say, the Iraqis, or to hate the Russians, or to hate the blacks, or to hate the Indians, Native American Indians. That is wrong thinking. You want to love them. You send out love vibrations at all times to everyone and everything. That's how you stay in harmony. I gave this speech to a group of high school students when I graduated high school at the age of 12. And they used that as a format every time they had a graduation ceremony for their students. They played a recording of my speech back to the people, the girl, the students, and it was very moving and very profound. So yeah, the answer is love. Love is the glue that holds it all together. So love everyone. I don't care if they've done you wrong or whatever, or even if you're on the highway and they cut you off or nearly take off your front bumper. I've had that happen before. And I have to admit, I fell prey to the anger as well. But I had to hone it. I had to own it. And by owning it, you just simply say it out loud, bless you, sir, or bless you, ma'am, or bless you, whatever. Even though it's in everything inside of you is telling you to cuss them out or shoot them the bird or whatever. But whatever you send out will come back to you. So you want to send out a love vibration to each and every being on this planet. If everyone was to do that, I can assure you, that's what it would be.
It would be peace on Earth.
It would be a perfect peace on Earth.
Well, that was, so the topic of your speech to your high school audience, it was all about peace, or was it about harmony, or it was about love? What was your main topic?
Main topic was just being in harmony. Sending out a love vibration no matter what. And that was the way
exactly.
It was. When I was in the military and I became an officer, I guarantee you, I was a very benevolent officer. I was never benevolent to any of my soldiers, ever. And that's odd in the military. I mean, you've got these officers that come out of like the academy, and they think they're God's gift to the soldier or whatever, and they're not. They're not any different or any better or any worse.
So how did you handle that?
I just told you. I would, I would always send out compassion toward the soldier. I wouldn't belittle them. I wouldn't downgrade them, as a lot of drill sergeants do. I've watched them, and they belittle them a lot, and they put them down a lot. I guess that's to command obedience. But the point being, you can still be show them and to be obedient, and still do it in love.
So when you had a sergeant or somebody back when you were just in training in the military, and they were very, very righteous and very demanding, and that made you angry,
I returned their belligerence with kindness. And it's something they can't deal with. They don't know how to deal with that because they weren't trained that way. And the thing is, and every time they give me a hard time, I would say thank you. And I understand you have to train this way, and that's fine. But you're not going to break me. You're not. That's your mission. To break the soldiers down, to build them back up again. But you're not going to break my spirit, so forget it. And, of course, they didn't like that. But they couldn't do anything about it. I didn't give them any reason to... I didn't give them any reason to, to keep giving me a hard time, because it didn't work.
And
all the other people said, "You don't even shout back at the guy at the sergeant.
Right.
You don't give him a hard time. Why not?" I said, "Is that going to accomplish anything except get you in trouble?"
So
go ahead and add to it if you like.
Well, no, I'd like to add, since I've lived with you for a number of years already, over 10 years, that, I'm just like, your regular Jane Blow, whatever.
Jane Blow.
Anyway. Anyway, just a normal person.
That didn't come out right.
it was the way
you said that. It just.
I guess. All right.
I know there's a lot of people out there laughing right now.
Well, I don't exactly understand why.
Jane Blow.
All right.
Get it?
All right, are we done? No, I don't get it. I'm not a
girl. Never mind.
Okay.
No.
All right, so anyway. So it's easy for anyone, having been, since we all have been living through all kinds of, been through, so all, of all kinds of reincarnations. And if you can look back, if you could, but remember that where you are is a combination of all your different lifetimes, and you are here now to really sort out those things that we no longer want in our space or in our beingness. And this is the ascension process. Our this is part of that mission to finally let go of all the crap, of all of those things that we have held on to that we thought was us. And all of that is past. So let's bring to the present all of the good things that we have learned from our past to this here now. So when we talk about anger and we talk about 3D and being in harmony, I will tell you that I think, because I really relate to everyone, you know, in terms of, okay, so we really have grown. I'm sure many of you will appreciate
and
understand.
How did you, when you first met me, dear, when you first met me.
Right.
What did you think?
Of you?
Of me.
Of you. Okay. Well,
yes.
I thought you were interesting. I thought that you were, a higher being, so to speak, in regards to what you can or could, you know, what you could do. And we really kind of held you on a higher level than us. That's how I saw you at the beginning, right? And then the more I learned about, more I learned to be with you and listen to you, listen to your father, the more I understood more and more about who you are as coming from a different dimension or density. And it became more real to me as far as, like, you didn't belong here at all, because your demeanor had always been very calm, very serene. But you were
very
kind.
Kind.
You were pretty weird. You were very kind, but very weird. So. Anyway, it's really.
Very kind, but very weird.
You were different. You were very different. Now, as we all know, we have all kinds of differences in our world, in our that 3D world, you know, and we have all of the different religions and all the different races and, you know, all the back and forth that we have all lived through in our own way through all of that. And then I think you coming into the picture for me and many people at that time was really kind of a stage of transformation. And at that time, of course, I knew nothing about UFOs. I knew nothing about anything outside of that I worked as a nurse, that I was helping people get better. You know, we're talking about the medical field, right? The same thing with all of you. Many of you, have always felt that, right, that there was nothing else other than what you see and feel with your five senses. So anyways, before I met Billy, I started to have some feelings about myself physically that felt really kind of strange. It was strange. And I had started moving into the area of, like, well, what is the reason for this? I'm very, very healthy, but why am I thinking or feeling? It was more a feeling about a little bit about energy or something. But anyway, long story short, And I think as I was moving more and more in terms of spirituality, I gravitated very slowly to understanding that we're not alone, even though I never knew. I heard of UFOs at that time as I was growing into this area, in this field. But, you know, hey, I never saw one, so what the heck? I mean, they don't really – they're just like – it's like Hollow Earth to me. It was like, well, I've never seen Hollow Earth. It's non-existent. We only had our five senses. Now, of course, if you went to a psychic or if you went to someone who was more evolved in terms of their paranormal abilities, then, you know, you could see and understand a little bit more. So I kind of toddled back and forth in that area. Anyways, so one day I really did have a chance to, when you came, because I invited Billy after I heard Billy and Zora talk more, I really felt the compassion that they were and the kindness that was exuding from them. I mean, you could feel it in their voice. You could feel it. And so, you know, and then I had some my friends as well just trying to listen in to some of their calls. And I said, well, what do you think, guys? And, you know, guys and gals. And I said, wow, that is really different. You know, yeah, maybe we should look into it a little bit. Well, why don't I do this? I was in marketing then, right? So I said, well, we have a Mind Spirit Expo coming in. I said, well, maybe I can invite them to come. And a couple of my friends, because at that point now, long story short, we became healers, you know, but, you know, we're still practicing. We're just kind of feeling it out yet. So I invited Billy to come into town. I figured, you know, if anything else, I'll be able to really get to know him and Zora and to see, you know, that they are really who they are, right? It's sometimes like seeing is believing. Not seeing is not believing. I mean, not seeing is the believing part of who I was at that time, right? Even though I was already on the spiritual path. Okay, I know a lot of you get that. So anyways, so when I met Billy, Billy was very, 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 very kind of, I don't want to say aloof, but, you know, remained, you know, kind of, I don't know how to express that. A little, again, different. Different was probably the, and it didn't act like we did, right? You know, we get excited about, oh, let's go to this booth and let's go do that. And Zora and Billy were just very calm, very, very neutral. So, but anyways, so I think that, I hope that everybody can hear me. Anyways, So that's how I first got introduced to really know who she was, who he was then, because, of course, she's always said that she was hermaphrodite, and then that was another thing that I had a big question about, right? So anyways, and then of course, we hear from Zora at that time.
And then you also checked out my anatomy, remember?
Oh, yeah, and then that took me aback, and then... and then, you know, she also told me that, I said, well, I could, you know, since I'm a nurse, right? Well, how about it? Can I just take your vitals?
Yes,
see, you know,
of course.
How your heart beats and et cetera, et cetera. So I said, oh, okay. Well, sounded kind of normal. And then I went to listen to her heart. Now, most of the time when I listen to someone's heart, I go over there closer to, midline in the sternum, but I move it closer to where I know anatomically where the heart would be. And so it was a, you know, kaboom, kaboom, you know, and it was like normal, normal, normal. And then I would move that stethoscope because Billy said he had two hearts. I said, well, first of all, his heart it was loud and it was louder than normal, right? That I've, you know, and I've been working in that area for years. So then I would move that stethoscope, and I would move it now, because he said that he had two hearts, so I moved it over to the other side. And in that side, same, so it's like in between, you know, just above the your breast, right, male or female. So I went over there, and I said, wow, this is really strange. It's just as strong. So normally what happens when you're listening to a body is that it'll just kind of fade a little bit when you go to the other side, but it was just as strong. And I said, this is strange. This is what I felt was really strange. And now then of course we started to listen to Zoraya and Zora, and Zora will be coming in very soon. And I said, oh, okay, that's really interesting. But she always was very, very kind, always kind, you know, always, always available, you know, to answer questions or, you know, just to kind of, you know, just to be there. You know, you could see that she was not caught up in all of the ruckus and all of the highs, you know, and, you know, all of these beautiful, oh, I, you know, the, you know, when you, if one goes over to It was a Mind Spirit Center or what do you call it? Expo. Anyways, there's all kinds of different people that are around there. They have different booths, from products to psychics to stones to, you know, amethyst and all of those beautiful things. And you had speakers as well talking about spirituality. Anyway, so one of the other things I thought, well, you know, at that time I also understood, like, maybe we could do an aura thing with him, right? I forget what those things are called. So what they do is there, and this is years ago. This is about 12 years ago. So anyway, so we went over there to, I said, well, you know what, I'll trick her a little bit. So I said, well, you know, and Zara was the one that kind of chimed in. She says, oh, you know, I could do an auric picture, right? So I said, oh, okay. And so we went to a booth and where they were taking pictures of people's auras. And, of course, you know, usually if you go into one of those, if you get your aura checked, you could see all the variations in terms of the different colors of your aura, right? It's like all the rainbows. Anyway, so I could see mine. Mine like kind of looked like normal, like everybody else's, right? So anyways, so I said, okay, why don't you go in there and check it out? Let's take a look at your auric field, right? And that was a really interesting, that was very telling, I guess, because it was very telling, because the aura that you would see is like gold and white, a lot of white and gold. And I said, And you could tell a little bit of the grades, you know, different colors as well, a little bit of that, but you could see profoundly. And it just kind of really stuck out in terms of the white and the gold. So I said, all right, well, maybe she is who she thinks. Maybe she really is who she says she is, right? besides my nursing, you know, talent. I don't want to call it a talent. But anyways, my no understanding of humanity and the brain, right? So anyway, so... long story short, they did a really great job there at that expo, and then of course they scooted on home, but you know, definitely Billy was very different. And of course, after a while, also she and Zora would be meeting with a bunch of people, friends of mine, that I had gathered together, and they also experienced the same thing in terms of Zora's sight. And in terms of the energy that they were emanating, in terms of healing. And they did that in person. And so they did that in person at the expo. They did that in person with the, you know, little group that we had together. And it was fun. So, and it was very, again, more information, more understanding of who they really were. So that's kind of how I got going in understanding a little bit more about Zoraya and Zora. So, yes, they are definitely all about peace, joy, and harmony, because that is who they are in essence. And that is our – and the same thing with Q. You know, so, you know, when we listen to Q, Q is very, very filled with understanding and love, and Billy and Zora as well. Now, of course, we always have to take it up a notch higher in terms of Q, because we understand more about him in regards that he's been here a number of times at every 2,000 years or so. And he's taught us so much in so little time. And Zora and Zoraya have been doing this for a long time already, according to our time. So I think what I'd like to do, Zoraya, we really do appreciate you. I know that you have become more of a human from our point of view and gone through, just like you did, had to go through this experience as being who you are on the surface, becoming part human, so that you could understand our path and the challenges that we have. Same thing with Q. Uh-huh. So I would like, since we're talking about you and Zora, I'd love for your father to really come through And I think it's time for people to really know who your father is. You didn't think I was going to do that today.
Okay.
I hope that Zora's ready. Okay. Please bring Zora through. Thank you so much, Zora. Thank you so much for being here with us, helping us understand more of who we are. And the more we know it, not think it, but really not too much thinking now, but really knowing it and feeling it. And that is, you know, where a lot of us are at. So if you will, bring Zora through so we can learn more. Thank you.
Beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day?
It is a wondrous and glorious and loving day in your, wherever you came from, right?
Indeed.
And who you are, yeah.
We so come from a land where there's nothing but absolute harmony with each and every living being. We are one with nature. We are one with everything. I mean, there's no what you call, no one is treated any less or any greater than anyone else.
So there's no
everyone
separation.
Is equal. Everyone is equal.
And no separation.
And no separation, of course not.
So let me ask you, Zora, you know, there are people, you know, like Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham. And
mm-hmm.
Abraham is an individual, again, from a higher dimension.
Actually, Abraham is not a single being. Abraham is multiple
beings, right. Okay. So multiple beings coming through one of those individuals. Is that correct? Or how does that work?
No, it just is. He understands is multiple beings. Abraham is just a title. But as far as the essence of Abraham is a multitude of beings.
And the multitude of beings, meaning that they all think alike, or they have one?
Of course.
They just kind of, they all think alike. They all, but they're not one individual. There are many beings, but they all think alike.
That is correct.
Well, I guess that's something else that
they're one mind.
Okay. So in our evolution, right? Because we're always very curious and we're always wanting to know how that happens. Is there ever going to be a time when we become one like that for humanity at all, or no? Oh, because we have to be in a higher density. How does that work?
No, it's just, well, you're striving to be who you truly are, gods and goddesses. That's just the way it is. Understand, every man, woman, and child on this planet is a god or goddess. That's just the way it is. That's the way it's always been and the way it always will be.
Okay, so here's a question. So let's just say I want to be able to be one with masses of people and we all think one.
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen, I guess, is still my question. How do we do that? How does that happen?
You do it through meditation.
Become one.
You do it through a lot of meditation.
I mean, are all of these beings that are a part of this one Abraham per se? We should be asking Esther Hicks that question too. But anyway, because she gets that. I know that there's a number of people that do that on the surface already, bringing forth the beautiful messages, you know, of the law of attraction, which is from Esther Hicks, everybody. So if you want to go ahead and look into that more, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that as well in terms of manifesting, because Abraham, these beings, I don't know what density they're from, but higher beings, I think they were coming directly from Source, and so they were speaking for Source as well. We'll put that on the back burner, everybody, until we kind of begin to. We got a little bit of work still. We still got to get to full fifth dimension here, everybody, and we're still just trying to be in harmony. So we'll take it a step at a time. You know, how about we just learn how to be in harmony, as Zora and Zoraya said, because that's where they are all the time. I could get kind of upset with Zoraya sometimes, and she does not budge. She just won't budge. It's like pulling teeth. I'm sorry. And you can't even touch Zora, you know. you can't get upset because Zora has never, ever been triggered by anything whatsoever. But Billy has had that happen, and I think she's getting back to where she is also. Just because of the energies and all of the focus now is on higher understanding of who we truly are and becoming more conscious of who we are. But anyway, so Zora, I know this is going to, I'm sure that you're ready for this. You and Zoraya have always spoken to us about peace. I mean, that's how we say it. Have a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. And always be in peace and joy and harmony. You always bring in peace and especially harmony into the picture. So now we're getting that to be more and more. So as I look out into the fields or whatever at a tree, you could commune more and more and understanding that, hey, they are alive. Well, they are alive, you know, but you can communicate, begin to just kind of feel them, you know, as you're walking, you're treading on them gently, you know, on the grass or whatever, or giving a tree a hug. You know, over time, you begin to just kind of feel their energy. And it's all about that feeling, the feeling of love. That feeling of love gives you that connection to all that is alive. So it is the love that brings that connection to feeling. So the more you love one yourself, the more your spirit or your vibration and frequency increases. Always starts with self. Okay. So now, Zora, my big question for you, and many of the people that are listening here probably don't get it. I knew it. I know it took time for me to get it, and maybe I still don't get it. So when we talk about Q being Source, you know, that's pretty heavy, right? Heavy story right there, right? And so he gives us a little bit of his history as to who he was and why he's here now, right? All part of the ascension process. So tell us, Zora. Besides that, Zoraya came here to be able to bring forth the truths that Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd could not complete. So all of you, again, who don't know the history of Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd, you can look him up on the Internet. You can look him up on YouTube and all of his history of going into the hollow earth through either the North Pole or through the South Pole, which then gives you information about Hollow Earth. But for today, I would like to ask you for everyone that it's probably time, really, just as Q did, for you to tell everyone who you are, in essence.
Well, I will tell you what I have done, and then you can figure it out from that point. How about that? I and my beloved Soraya helped to create the Milky Way galaxy. So I guess in essence we are termed Father and Mother God.
So you're, that means you are pretty all-powerful and all-knowing, Zora.
Of course.
Okay. So so now, you know, just like Source did, he came into a being called Jesus 2,000 years ago, and now he is here as Q, alias Q. So, and before... Then, before Jesus, he was also another very beautiful being that came before then, and I won't divulge that. You know, I think it's for Q, if I ask him, if I can ask, which I will. who was he before then? Okay, but anyway, we'll do that for another call with Q. So, as Mother, Father, God. How does that happen? You know, when we understand Mother, Father, God, they are two separate beings or they are one being? Zora.
One being. One mind.
Here we go again, everybody. Okay. So I guess how is that well, first of all, so let's just say, we'll just talk, I'll bring that up again. So as the creator of our galaxy, right? So if we look at, let's just look at this universe, right? And, you know, everybody's been to the, those places where you can go and look at the skies and et cetera. I forget what that's called again. But anyway, so through a telescope, and there are big cities that really have all those wonderful technologies, so you can go ahead and browse through that at the museums. But anyways, so as Mother, Father, God, how did you get created, I guess, is my next question.
My creation came from Source.
And... obviously, we in this density, so we decided, we here, the people that are listening to this call, we all know that we come from different constellations, different planets, et cetera, right? Even new universes, et cetera. But so, and our memory has been wiped. Right. So we don't really know where we're from, although we all know that all of us are directly, I want to say, descendants from Source. So we would probably be descendants from you first, correct? Before Source.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So how does one create a galaxy?
Through thought.
Oh. So the galaxy was created through thought.
Mm-hmm.
Was that your job, or this is what you decided to do because you're Father God, Mother God?
Mm-hmm.
So it happened in a blink of an eye.
Indeed.
Okay, but the process is evolutionary. Is it not?
Mm-hmm. In a sense, yes.
In a sense. What does that mean in a sense? If you can create a galaxy through the blink of an eye, through thought.
I can't give away all my secrets.
Well,
yes.
Don't you think we're ready for that? Otherwise, we wouldn't be asking this question. I think we're evolved enough. Otherwise, we would not have this conversation, right?
True.
And we're just little blue Earth here, which is non-existent. Even if you take a look at the galaxy, we don't even appear. We're so minute, even in the galaxy, and more so. Forget about the universe. We can't even, you know, we're non-existent completely in the universe. But we think we're the big. We think we're the big kahunas here, or kahunas. Or kahunu, whatever, male and female, and both. I mean, did you create the galaxy? Other mother father gods are also in existence? Are there many mother father gods as well in the universe?
In every universe, in every galaxy. There's one or two.
There's what? In
male, female, god, goddess.
In all of the. Okay, so if we take a look at the universe, is there any way you can conceptualize the number of mother, father, gods and all? Oh, how about this? How many galaxies do we have in this universe, approximately? Of course, it might be something more than we can.
A lot.
Probably a lot. So probably more than a trillion? A trillion? How about a trillion? That's a good number because we can't figure out a trillion anyway. That's a good number, but it's probably more than that, right? Right.
Indeed.
But it's more. Indeed. Okay, we won't go there then. Okay, so that's the universe. So in your galaxy, which is our Milky Way, how is it that you could be here coming through Zaria? And then also, what about all of the different planets that you have in your galaxy? How could you be anywhere else if you're here? Or can you?
We can be in multiple places if we desire
just like
to do
you.
So.
Uh-huh. Wait. Yeah, so you decided at one point, and everybody knew, except us down here, everybody knew that we were going to be under an experiment, right? We were going to play the game of part of an experiment, which was to come here on this little blue planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that experiment was a something that Source created, correct? Or was that you, or who was that created that experiment to see if it was livable to be on the surface? Who asked that question, Zora?
Who asked that question?
Or who made that possible, right? That we should be the experiment for people to come here.
It was the individuals that chose to come here.
We chose to come here to make it an experiment, and yet the whole universe is looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? I would think that thinking was coming from Source or from you or whoever that is of a higher dimension to say, okay, so this is what we need to do so that we can all learn from Little Blue Earth.
Well, yes.
Yes, yes, what? I'm sorry, Zara. I don't understand that. Yes.
It's simple. The answer is yes to your question.
Yes. Yes. And so what was my question? I already forgot.
Well, you have forgotten your question?
Well, yeah, because I'm always into the next question. So if we all decided
question?
That the people that are here decided, oh, way back when, we decided
mm-hmm.
to be the creators of an experiment. Are you kidding, Zola? Why would we want to do that, everybody? Who has got that answer?
The answer comes from within you.
So we were one with each other then in order to be able to do that. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't know. That's really hard. That's really hard to fathom, you know, that all of us that are not half, that are not fully awakened could ever think such a thought, because we don't feel anyways that we're come from a much higher dimension than where we are presently. We're still working on waking up, right? Many are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, so the experiment continues, everyone, and I'll be a part of it, that we need to do this now. So then you guys, the galactics or other beings of higher densities, decided to form. Who formed the Galactic Federation, Zora?
That would have been Ashtar.
Oh, Ashtar. Tell people who Ashtar is, Zora.
He is the commander-in-chief of the Galactic Federation.
Yeah, but who is he also, besides that he is, Ashtar is the commander-in-chief of the Galactic Federation? Where did
he
come from? Yeah, where did he come from? And what was his mission? Yeah, who is he? I mean, is he a...
His home star system was Alpha Centauri.
Oh, okay. So everybody does not understand Alpha Centauri. So Alpha Centauri is part of the what system?
It's Alpha Centauri is actually its own system.
It's a star system. Oh, just like the Pleiadian system, right? So Alpha Centauri is where... Okay.
It's another star system.
Okay, so are the peoples or civilizations from Alpha Centauri, are they predominantly humanoid?
Of course.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Okay, so they're not half and half of a creature and a human. Or maybe some of them are.
Some are not. Some of them are. Mm, some of them are
okay.
not.
Okay, so that's Ashtar. Ashtar is also a very high being in his own rights as a healer, as a star being, obviously, that is from a higher dimension.
That's true.
So, all right. Well, I'm getting off track here, Zora, and I apologize, everybody. I got to take a look at the time.
Is fine.
Oh, my gosh. It's already, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm getting myself off track here. I better call up Dr. Tom and see if he's still available to give us some updates. So, okay, let's go ahead
so
and
you got
do that.
Carried away.
Zora? Yeah, I really
go right ahead.
I know. Okay,
oh, that
so
is
hang
fine.
Hey,
that is fine.
Yeah.
Go ahead and
okay,
give him a call.
Dr. Tom, I hope you're going to be available. I'm sorry I didn't call you like we normally do. I really got off track here with Zoraya and Zora. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and do that right now. All right, so hold on a second. Oh, while we're on the subject of anything that's off-world, another question has come up, and that is regarding there's a conspiracy theory that, you know, that we have been living under a dome, and that outside of this dome that there are beings that are of a higher dimension called Tartarians. Does that ring a bell with you, Zora? I do know that there are Tartary beings on the Earth, you know, that's like a huge area like Siberia, around Siberia. But who are these beings that are advanced and that are above the dome? Is there a dome around the Earth, I guess is my question? Is that the same thing as the veil? There is no dome.
No, there's no dome.
Right?
There's a veil, but there's no dome.
Right. Okay. So these beings that they call themselves Tartarians are highly evolved, and they're up above the veil. Do you know about them at all?
Well, they're not really important to be discussing presently, but they are other beings as well.
That are living above our above the veil of where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
the only thing that I would know of, Zora, is that the other beings are from different star systems. So, is there some intermediary beings that are between the star systems and Earth that are living there on that particular plane of existence? Is there something between us and our star brothers and sisters from different, you know, that have evolved and are living in a different area just above Earth, above the veil? That's why it's called a conspiracy theory, Zora. It's just like, is the Earth round or is the Earth flat? So I'm just asking, Zora.
I understand.
Okay, so what's the answer, if you will?
It's a bit of a tricky question. The answer is both yes and both no. So that is my answer.
So it's a complicated answer.
Yes.
So I guess I'm going to assume that there are.
All right. Are you calling Dr. Tom?
I also needed that. It's your galaxy, Zora. I just wanted a yes or a no for Little Blue Earth.
Presently, what you should be concerned about is your ascension. And not worry about others. Not now, no.
All right. Okay. All right. Here, let's go ahead and bring Dr. Tom before the show is over. And I know that we probably
I am more concerned about your ascension, beloved.
Okay. Let's see if we can get a hold of him. Maybe not. Okay, so I'm going to give everybody an update. Okay, so we'll let him go. Okay, so.
Give him the update that you know.
I will, Zora. Okay. Cancel
would
that.
You like
okay.
me? Would you like for me to try and bring him through?
No, No, because I think I can't remember whether or not I had texted him, and because I know I spoke with him like 2 or 3 days ago, but that's okay. So I'd like to kind of give people a little bit of an update, and this is coming from our, you know, one of our teachers, Mr. S. So according to Mr. S., that we really are in the pinnacle of having our RV come our way, like very, very, very soon. And you will hear that as well from many people that listen to the other gurus that are out there. I think that from his point of view, he said everything definitely is moving, and that everything is just, we're just waiting for the DOD to pull the trigger. Everything is in place. Now, if anything else is and we also know that tiers one, for those that understand the RV, tiers one and two, everybody has the funds, you know, that they're watching, seeing in their accounts, but they cannot take it out yet. So all the bonds, all the Panmasters, they all have what they need to be able to distribute and bring it out to us. But, again, you know, they want to make sure that this is perfectly, perfectly situated so that there are no issues or concerns to be had, because we're talking a lot of people globally. And, of course, we're also talking about Nasara and Gasara. So, again, the people that we have 209 countries, and maybe a little bit more, you know, that we've had some issues with Venezuela. We've had some issues also with, you know, a couple of other countries. And so I think that should be pretty well together. The Nasara needs yet to be fully, fully announced, even though they've already, some of that has already come through. Especially in regards to debt elimination, and for, again, that the rainbow currencies are already available, and that they are gold backed. So everything is really a good to go. So again, this is, and I asked him. I said, "Does this seem a little bit the same like the week before, the week before that, or the month before?" He said, no. He said, this is the moment. He didn't say the moment. I'm saying that. But we are right there. So it just has to, somebody has to pull that trigger. He said that it would be the DOD. The other thing, too, that I'm hearing, and those that listen to Oki, he's been like an integral part of all of this at the beginning, regarding the RVs. He said, you know, be really, really prepared at this time because it can really happen at any time. So he's still looking forward. I know today is already Sunday. We're looking forward to, they're busy this weekend. They're looking forward to Monday and Tuesday to coming to a head, and we should know more by then. We do know that the public goes last, right, because we're for T4B. And that is scheduled for the beginning of March. So everything is to happen. The go is for this month, but the big month is March. The big month of March. That is huge. That will be huge for all of us. So it's really, this year is a time of transition. A time of being brave enough to say, hey, you know what? The COVID has been a lie. Here are some information for you to really listen to. It doesn't matter whether or not they've taken the vaccine, but at least, like, if you were sick, if I'm sick and I don't know why I got sick, well, then I definitely would go get some blood work done. I'd probably go see a functional therapist, you know, chiropractor or someone like that, or a naturopath, to just say what is going on with my body, and then they'll ask me a few questions, et cetera, just so they know, because so many truthers right now, which of which we are, we all are individually. So it's time to open those gates to let people know the truth that you really know. So, because people are now really double-guessing themselves in terms of why did I take the vaccine? You know, why is my neighbor, you know, all of a sudden, why did he or she just kind of ascended? You know, we call that ascended, but a lot of people say died, you know, and out of nowhere, you know. So, and we see that in athletes that has been already brought out there. I mean, it's been a scam. I hate to say it. We have been down like just like Zora said, you know, to be able to be, because we were a part of the Matrix and so many became a part of it and still are a part of it, and it's time for them to wake up to the truth. The truth about what the government has been doing, the truth about the pandemic or the scamdemic or however way you want to call it, and then it's all about you know, what is really happening now to transform our world on a spiritual level, because that is all it is. That is why we are here, to become truly the spirits that we are, and really spirits, and that we as spirits can move on into all of the different dimensions. Once we individually, and we can do that individually, that's why your work, as a spiritual teacher, as a spiritual student, you need to be able to move forward with those passions and those things that really you are curious about and want to know more about, to delve into that and become who you are in essence. Because each one of you know what you need to do or be for the awakening process. Hey, Dora? I think I heard some stuff going on your side. So tell us a little bit more, Zora, about the RV from your point of view.
It is done.
Yay! Thank you for saying that, Zora. You just did it. It is done. It is over, folks. So better be prepared. Get your books out. I got to go back and relook at it.
Get your wealth managers lined up immediately.
Whoa.
If you haven't done it yet, do it now.
Wow. That's really great. Boy, that got chills. I just got chills. So I know that that's for many people, if you just heard Zora, you know he doesn't say, we shall see, or we're almost there, or the time is nigh, or he said it's done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, all right. So that was that was what we wanted to hear, Zora. Thank you. I was not expecting that. Hurrah, and thank you so much for that brilliant information. That's all we needed to hear. Okay, everybody. So I've been taking a lot of everyone's time. I think it's time for a little bit of a Q&A. Any questions for Zoraya and Zora? And I do have one more thing I wanted to mention to everyone, and I haven't had a chance to do that. I am working with a practitioner, a chiropractor, who has been a chiropractor for many, many years. And he has, he has a product that is only, that can be distributed by a practitioner, you know, a healthcare practitioner, like an MD or a chiropractor, those that are in functional medicine. And I'd like to be able to make this available to everyone. I have to get all that information first. But the product itself is all about, you know, anything that we take has to be effective, right? I mean, that's how you can tell something really works, really, really works. And Billy and I have been doing this, and I want to bring this out to you, but I also want to have a practitioner who brought that to me to talk to you more about the product and why he feels that this is an excellent product for all of us to take. Now, the wonderful, Zora, The wonderful thing about the phonics is that they are, because they've done this for over 30 years already, they perfected it. They're coming up with new products that it's very, very, very reasonable in price. So, I mean, when I saw the price, I said, what? Really? Maybe it's not that effective then, right? Because we always think, well, it's got to be, if it was really expensive, then it's probably going to be better, right? Wrong answer. So this stuff, because I've done my investigation as well and talked to, you know, this chiropractor who also has taken the products, and people have taken the products, and you can take a look at some of the testimonies coming from at least the practitioners that are distributing the products. And now we have an avenue in which we, who are not practitioners, be able to partake of it, and you don't have to go through a practitioner. Just go through me, right? Because I have the practitioner that we're going to be, that I'm going to be able to get to help us. And isn't that a wonderful thing, right? So anyway, it's all about healing the body. So I also would like to mention to everyone, before you eat, before you take any of anything that you think is wonderful for you, everybody, whether it's water, because we're almost water. We really are. The body doesn't look like it's water, but it really is water. It's over 70% water. So we need to be drinking a lot of water. Yeah, I mean, don't overdo it, obviously, but don't drown yourself in water. But water is very it's very important for the body, especially if it's structured, especially if it's, you know, whatever it is, more of, you know, alkaline or whatever, because that's what our body also is requiring, because the acid is not good for the body. It, you know, so that's why meat isn't good, because that's very acidic. A lot of,
it's,
you know,
the elixir of life.
What is the elixir of life, Zora?
Water.
Thank you, Zora. Thank you for that. All right. So anyways, I'll bring more of this information the next time we talk, and someone also to talk about it professionally, and then we can get started on it. But I will tell you, it's super, it's great, and it does work. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get started with some questions. And I know that some of you also have asked me personally about how to lose weight. I'm going to tell you right now how to do it. So kind of listen up, and then I'll let you talk to Zora. So if you want to lose weight and you want to do it quickly because you know you have to lose the weight, I will tell Billy, first of all, Zora?
Indeed.
Zora?
I'm Zora.
No, no. Okay, so hey Zora, I don't know what you're doing.
You wish to talk with Zora? Yes.
No, I want to talk with you. I want you to tell us on this all raw diet how it has helped Zora. I mean, you could see her body. So how? Well, of course, she could see her own body too. But tell us how you see her body after just ingesting the raw products. She's lost
quite
weight,
simple.
Right?
She's lost weight, yes indeed.
And what else has that done for her body? Raw foods.
Lost weight causes energizes the body, and it's all natural. It's all living foods that you blend into a blender, and it works.
It works. Okay, it's very effective, right, for losing weight. Okay, so this is what you
very do. Effective.
If you have. Yeah. Okay. So if you have a blender, it's a key to have a blender, or you have a, yeah, it's better than a blender than and I'm saying that personally speaking, is because you don't want to get rid of all the fibers that are in the fruits and vegetables. So you get yourself, so you got a blender in front of you, right? So you get a handful of, what is that called again? Kale. We love kale. Kale is really good for the body. So you don't have to have kale. You could use something else that you like. You could put kale in it. But I use, so just so you know, the premise of all of this is that you have a handful of kale, and it's all chopped up, all cleaned up. You put it in the blender. You get like spinach leaves. You know, you could have like a little handful of that also, maybe not quite as much. You know, just like four or five leaves if you get the big leaves of spinach, six leaves or eight or whatever, and put that also, you know, clean it up and put it in. Everything you got to, you know, rinse and then put it in there or cut it up. So you also get like a carrot or two, depending on how much you want to make. You know, so you can start off with like maybe a carrot and then clean it and whatever and then slice it up and put that in the blender too. So you've got three so far, right? Take a beet. Go to the store and buy some beet. You know, they beet, the beet that always still has their leaves to it, and then cut off the leaves, obviously. But take the beet itself, and you got to really kind of clean it. So I usually peel it, right? Peel it and then cut it up in squares or whatever and put it in your blender, right? So you all one beet. And then so you got your carrots and your beets. Now, in addition to that, you know, because you're going to be, it's going to taste like eating a lot of, it's going to look red when you finish up. But so also, you may want, so go ahead and take a sliver, depends, because of organic, all of this is organic, first of all organic. You know, I already know that organic always tastes better and it's better for you anyways rather than the regular, you know, GMO or non-GMO, organic is still best, even though we know sometimes it's organic. Say it's organic, but it may not be, but stick with organic. So everything is organic. Get yourself an organic apple, you know, and you want to have half of that, slice it up, you know, take out the inside. Don't peel it, just take the inside out with all the seeds. Take that out, a half of that, chop it up and put that in the blender, along with, so you got ginger in there, you've got a half an apple in there, and you're going to have a half of an orange in there, okay? And then on top of that, filtered water or structured water, you want to put in there like maybe to start with. You want to start with like maybe a half a cup of water. You may increase it a little bit, depends on the consistency of it, and you kind of really blend it really well. So you got to crush it first, and then you kind of blend it. Now, remember, so you've got some water in there. So sometimes I like to kind of, you know, move it up a little bit, and I'll put a little bit of coconut water in there, just a little bit. But water is good. I just do water is good. So anyway, so just blend that up, and you can have just with that one drink, that'll fill you up. You will not be hungry. And I've taken some of it, but I'm not the one on a diet, you know, so, but I will talk with Billy later. But that is the foundation of getting really healthy as well. So it's detoxifying, you get all your fibers, you get all the fruits and vegetables your body needs, and it's great for you, and you will lose weight. No carbs. So on your diet, there will be no carbs, no breads, no potatoes, no corn, nothing that has to do with carbs. No sugar whatsoever. None. If you want water,
and it works. I can guarantee you it works. This is me now. I'm back. Yes, I'm back.
Oh, okay. It works.
Anyway, so it definitely does work.
And it's healthier than the pills. So you can take all of the pills you want. But if you don't do it and you cheat, you're not going to lose the weight. If you feel a craving, you're not going to lose the weight and you go back to eating potatoes and bread and stuff. Right. You have to be one.
Stay on the drink.
Really
stay
healthy.
On that drink. I can guarantee you, you stay on that drink, you will lose the weight. No ifs, ands, or buts.
And it's very filling, right?
And if you understand this, I'm talking to people out there that are obese. Guarantee you, you take this solution, you will lose the weight. There's no,
yeah.
I might, or I might not. It will go like, I mean, very quickly. It will go
yep.
very quickly.
Yep.
And I didn't even go to the gym and exercise either.
Nope.
This solution did the trick. So if you want to lose weight and you're struggling with your weight, this is your answer. You stay on this, and I guarantee you, you will shed the pounds.
If you need a little support,
I'll give you an example. I went from 122 pounds, no, 222 pounds down to 208 pounds in a matter of days.
Well, I would probably say it was a matter of 2 to 3 weeks.
I would say about 2 weeks I was down that, very close to that level.
Well, anyway.
Anyway,
agree,
it works.
Okay. Who's watching? It works, right?
It works.
Did you feel energized? Did you feel energy?
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel fatigued?
I felt full, and I felt full. I felt energized, focused. It took away any brain fog you may have, and it also takes away the cravings. So
yeah.
I would say definitely go with it. Jane,
yeah.
if you're interested in this product, this solution, get a hold of Jane, email her, and she will.
Zaria.
I'm talking to her. Wait a second a minute. I'm trying to explain something. No.
Go ahead.
There are people out there that don't have a computer. So
but they can listen
they
to
need
the call.
To eat. They can listen to the call. And you can go to like a library and and get the information. Off of a computer, if you don't have a computer, or if you're even on your phone does have internet access, so you can look it up on your phone. So,
yeah.
And plus I believe she put the recipe in the newsletter. So,
didn't you?
You better. That's a good idea. You better do that.
I just did it verbally to everyone, for everyone.
I understand that. But if you do it, yeah, I understand that too. But you can also put it in the newsletter, and that will help people out too.
Okay. All right. I will do that. I promise. Well, we have to have another
thank
podcast.
Thank you, dear.
I want to talk about the new product that we have. Okay. All right. I got to do that.
Go ahead.
All right,
yeah.
But
go for it.
People that have been asking about it, that is the bottom line. Okay, that's all you drink every day.
That's it.
Now, if you want to take some vitamins to go with that, that's also fine. Whatever you're taking, that's also great. But that would be, again, no carbs, no bread, no sugar, no carbs, and what was that, the other thing? No carbs and no sugar. And that'll do
it. Absolutely not. And it will do. You will shed the pounds. I guarantee you.
Yep. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you. So let's go ahead with Q&A because we're almost done. Thank you, everyone, for your patience here. So let's go ahead with the first caller. That is 470 ending in 2627.
Well, hello.
Hello
there, you all. I am Edna from Georgia. How are you
well,
doing
hello there,
today, Zara?
I was listening to
all the questions you were getting. Well, I thank God and I know God for myself, and He is marvelous, wonderful, and He chose His people to do things. Uh huh. See, I was chosen, didn't know it till He told me. I was chosen from birth before I was born in the world. He told me that. So I asked him, how could I? He told me what to do. I said, how can I do that when I don't have no education? Because I was raised on the plantation. They didn't allow me to get education, so I didn't have no education. And he said to me, say that you are not learned because I am your teacher. I said, okay. I can pick up the Bible and read it. Ain't too many questions in there I won't get. I said, God, what is this? So and so and so. I don't understand this word. He gives it to me. He is real, honey. I can tell y'all, and I was brothers upstairs up there, and what they call the, call it from Missouri. What you call them upstairs there? In the other planet.
So what?
And called it. They have been to me in Miami, Florida, coming out the post office, talked with me, told me what the aliens talked with me, told me what God said. I said, okay. And then they walked off from me and
space brothers.
Yeah, my space brothers and sisters. Let me say it like that. Oh, they real, honey. They are real.
Very
I talk with them.
You.
I shook hands with them. They've been right here in my home. Oh, yeah.
Right.
God
wow,
has
you are really blessed.
People. I am blessed among thousands.
You right.
And he has blessed
so
these
much.
Hands to lay on his people to heal. Heal them.
You right.
And the trees and things, I know I'm not going to talk that much, but I'm saying this if I can. The trees are the healing for the nation. And in our kitchen, what we cook with, the spices and everything are the healing for your body. And truly the number one. So I better hush that.
Hey,
right.
Good job. Thank you so much,
Edna.
Okay,
yes,
love
ma'am.
You.
Y'all
okay.
Be good.
Take care.
It's time for us
you
to
back.
Have money.
Okay.
Okay.
Pardon? Yeah. Yep, we're gonna be ready to move forward and get things accomplished here now.
All right. It's going to be
yes,
beautiful.
We are. You bet. That's right. Thank you, Edna. Thank you, thank you.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk later. Okay, dear. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
Good job. Beautiful. All right. Now, that's called an awakened being. All right. Next person is 443 ending in 3632. 3632.
Hello.
You're on the air with Zora? Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, who are you?
This is Obi. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay, Obi. Okay,
Yes. So, in the walk, in the light of truth, the Grail message, the author says that we all left paradise as unconscious spirit germs, and we had to journey down to the world of matter to acquire experiences which
yes.
would lead to us becoming conscious human spirits, and
yes.
Well, this resonates with what Q also says when he says we all, there was nothing we didn't know before we came here, that all that we were lacking or what we did not know is or did not have is the experience. So my understanding is that we are all here to experience and to become conscious human spirits, and of course to ascend back probably to paradise. This is my understanding.
You're correct.
Well, I'm just trying to put it in a few words, which doesn't really capture the picture. But the question, the question I have for Zora is about hermaphrodites, because my understanding is that in the spiritual realm, there is actually no gender. But on our way down here, that at some point, depending on what the predominant attribute of the human spirit is, you would either tend towards a feminine or a masculine gender. And that is how we become females and males. So my question is, at what point, you know, or what really is the hermaphrodite? Because I believe he probably has been asked sometime if there are many hermaphrodites in the hollow earth, or let me put it this way. I think he said it is that Billy is a hermaphrodite by choice. So
yes, okay.
Please,
so let's bring Zora through. Hold on a second, Obi.
Okay.
Let me bring Zora through. Okay.
Okay.
Zoraya, can you bring your dad through, dear?
I'm already here.
Okay, so Obi is asking you about hermaphrodites. Or prior to being hermaphrodites, we did not have male or we were never male or female, right? Or even hermaphrodites. So is that
wrong?
The evolution of spirit? Oh, okay, go ahead.
Understand that in the past, in your biblical past, you were all of one mind. Understand? By meaning that, if even in what is termed is you in your Bible, they have a story about a thing called the Tower of Babel.
Yes.
And in the Tower of Babel, everyone spoke the universal mind, which was telepathy. And then, of course, they also spoke with their lips as well. And they also, there was what you call, and when the higher-ups saw what was going on, they did the what you call your separation. But before that, everyone was male and female. So,
everyone was a hermaphrodite.
Indeed, one body, but two different minds, male and female. And
when did the separation occur?
When the Anunnaki came in and tampered with your genes and things of this nature. Mm. That's when the separation took place, was brought about. In Hollow Earth, all the occupants that are Lemurian are both male and female in one body. That's just the way it is. Hermaphroditism is not a choice. It's in the genes. If you're going to come out as human, as hermaphrodite, you will come out as hermaphrodite. Some choose to come out as single female, some choose to come out as male. But it is individually their choice. But understand, in Hollow Earth, except for the ones that came from the surface, everyone else is hermaphrodite.
Well, you are, you're not a hermaphrodite, Zora.
Not yes. I, no. I chose not to go that route. I have a beloved, whom I love very much, and she's not a hermaphrodite either. But all my siblings are.
Your children.
Indeed.
On your siblings.
The siblings are the children, his children.
Oh, okay. So
does that answer your question?
So everyone in Hollow Earth is hermaphrodite.
Everyone that is native to the Hollow Earth, yes. All the ones that have come from the surface are not necessarily that way, but some are. But not all of them.
Are the Arianians also hermaphrodites?
Yes, they are.
Interesting. Hmm. Okay, I'll be...
Because it is my understanding, too, that the archangels are also like that.
The archangels are hermaphrodites?
They have both the positive and negative radiation.
They're androgynous.
Okay.
Zora, can you explain that, Zora? The archangels. We were talking about angels. They're androgynous.
Yes.
They're not hermaphrodites. They don't have sex or female organs.
No, they're androgynous.
Yeah, they don't have any male or female chromosomes or whatever genes. They're just without it, right?
They have no use for them.
Right. So when we go into evolution, Zora, thank you, Obi, for that question. Thank you. All right?
Okay,
so if we go above the question that Obi just asked, and we are, and the archangels are androgynous. So is that part also of the evolution? So Hollow Earth is hermaphrodites, which is actually understanding both male and female within one body, which is really beautiful. And then the separation occurred because of the Anunnaki. They wanted to separate male and female from the beings that were hermaphrodites to start with. So that followed that line. But if we look at evolution, so beyond hermaphrodites are the creation of the androgynous beings, right? And then above that is sound. You become sound, or you become light, or you become whatever, color, whatever, tones.
You become light, and then you become sound.
Oh, okay. So you become androgynous, and then you become light, and then you become sound?
Yes.
And all of those, light and then sound. That's interesting. Is there anything else beyond sound then, or no?
No.
Nope, that's it. Wow, that's cool. All right,
indeed.
So thank you for that beautiful question. Okay, thank you, Obi. So let me go ahead and let's go on to the next one before we run out of gas here. Sorry about the stroke. All right. So 202 ending in 6454, you're on the air. Hello? 202 ending in 5454. Okay. Well, let's go on to the next one then. All right. So next caller is 450 ending in 4348. 4348. Oops, sorry. Hold on, I got to unmute you.
Okay, hello, Tay.
Hey,
what? Hi, Sarah.
Oh,
hi.
Hello there.
Hello, it's Diane in Canada. I'm Diane in Canada.
Yep.
And, well, thank you for this call. I was missing you guys. Well, I have two quick questions, but I'll ask only one. So, well, I'll choose about the drink you just talked before for the people who want to lose weight. But for persons that, like me that doesn't need to lose weight, it's a good procedure for our ascension process and for what's coming up, I suppose. But my question is that good for us too? And what about the protein?
So, all, you know, there are bits and pieces of protein in any of the foods that you eat. But I'm going to have Zora because, you know, okay, so Zora, because, you know, so eat, like, you know, so like, for example, there are, Zora, here's a question for you from Diane. In regards to what I just told people about what to take, you know, to lose weight. So, but then she says, so what about protein?
Protein is all in all plants.
Right. A small portion of it. Right. Right.
Okay.
If you want to take like a shake to go with it that's got some protein, and I would probably prefer that you take that you eat plant protein. So, you know, you've got some peas and you've got all kinds of, and nuts, you know, so you could even put nuts in it because nuts are also, they're high in protein. So, and beans, you know, certain beans are really good for the diet also for protein. So not necessarily meat. I would still stay away from meat. But again, because it's cleaner, it's always cleaner, you know, because we don't know where. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, because I was wondering what else can I eat? You know, I don't need to lose weight. Well, maybe 5 pounds, but not more than that. But I was just, I was, that's funny because I was thinking about doing again my kale blend with spirulina and juice. And then you come up with that recipe. That's nice. But what else can I eat? That would be nuts and beans, but no carbs. Or if I don't need to use it, I can eat a bit of carbs.
Yeah, you can eat carbs if you want. Sure, no problem. Yeah, I think it's just really that is primarily for people that want to lose weight. So, yeah, you could go ahead and you can continue with eating carbs, you know, just to a certain degree. You know, but the body doesn't need all of that either, because according to Zora,
I knew it was for people to lose weight, but it's very healthy too, you know.
Yep, it is. It's very healthy. But this is great for everybody to take. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Diane. Okay. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay,
we love you too. Thank you so much. Okay, you take good care. Bye-bye, Diane. All right. Okay, our next caller now is, 514 ending in 7812. So, 7812. We can hardly hear you. Can you, you're muffled. Can you, hello? Do you have a question for Zora? Hello? Okay. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute. All right. Our next caller is 470 ending in 2988. Please be prepared to answer. Hello? 2988.
Hello.
Ending
namaste, everyone.
Oh, of course, we know who this is, everybody. Yes. Hey,
Liz. Hello, everyone. I love you all. I love you all. I love you all. Oh, my gosh. Wonderful
That's so
call,
sweet.
Dave.
Thank you.
Perfect. Perfect timing, honey. Perfect timing for now. For all of this. For all of this. You know we got a million questions. Yes. Thank you, Jane. Excellent questions. I have one that I have on my Zora question list. that I'd appreciate. Well, I have several. But this one, Zora, you mentioned that a lot of us came down from the Federation, from the ships, to help out to wrap this up. How long have we been here?
A long time.
How long have... Long time? What's a long time, Zora?
Oh.
A long time.
Were we here with Jesus? Were we here with Jesus?
You were.
When he walked the earth, we were?
Yes. Yes, you were.
Oh. That answers a lot. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I can feel it.
I can feel it. Yes, Soraya, my love, Zora. Thank you.
All right. Well,
thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Adios.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. That was great, Beth. Thank you, everybody. Well, you know, we only have like about 10 minutes left, and we haven't even asked Zora if, we can go on and on about, Mother, Father, God, and how they become one, and how do they. Anyway, that's another more of a long story. But we would love to, Zora, if you will, we would love a blessing from you with your beautiful, beautiful, very powerful 54321s to heal, and that we are getting better and better at it. So,
54321, receive.
54321, we do receive now. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are beautiful. We are perfect. We are awake, we are super conscious, and we absolutely know it. And we love you, Zora, and we thank you so much. We love all this beautiful energy and all these teachings that you brought to us along with Soraya. And we will hear more the next time around. So everyone, just to let you know that, thank you for your love gifts. That has really helped us to continue going forward with our calls. Also the same thing with Q. He sends his love as well. And we'll see Q on a wonderful call coming up this Saturday as well. So more and more to come as we grow and grow and evolve to being who we truly are, and that we are spirits. We are not this physical body. Just spirits. Okay, love you all. And with that, I think we shall let you go. Have yourselves a fabulous, fabulous day, evening, wherever you are. We are also very blessed that we have our wonderful connections with all of you. So we go forward as our team, as the oneness that we are. All right, gang. Talk to you soon. Love you all. All right. Bye-bye.